This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time to take a look at what's up in the Queen City for the weekend. The CIAA continues this weekend with lots of black college men's and women's basketball teams dunking it out on the court and lots of activities during the CIAA Fan Fest. There is also a soulful performance on stage and a comedy festival in the lineup. Joining me to give you the 411 on these events and more is Serafina Wright, WFAE's All Things Considered producer. Hi, Serafina.
Hi, Gwen.
The CIAA kicked off early this week, and events are slated through the weekend. This one, Serafina, is special for lots of folk because it's the last year of the tournament in Charlotte for now before it leaves for Baltimore. We, of course, know about the games at Bojangles Coliseum and the Spectrum Center, but there are lots of other events for everyone to enjoy. So, Serafina, where should we start?
Yes, so for many fans, they come from near and far every year. Thousands of people are here all around Charlotte, and they're here for the games and an overall good time, but also for many other events like parties and gatherings. And for many people, it serves as like a homecoming. But many of those events are unofficial CIAA events. They're thrown by promoters and different organizations, but the CIAA does have actual official events for people. And that includes the Step Show Friday night at the Convention Center. A lot of good music, a lot of good stepping.
And remind people, when you say a step show, you're talking about the fraternities and sororities.
Yes, fraternities and sororities. So Alphas, Omegas, AKs, Deltas, the entire Divine Nine Greek organizations that are found on the campuses of historically black colleges and other colleges as well. So they face off for a huge trophy and bragging rights. And then there's also the Fan Fest. That's all day Friday and Saturday at the Convention Center.
That's free, right?
That's totally free, and there'll be tons of vendors, guest appearances, but you'll have performances by artists like Music, Soul Child, Carl Thomas, and the R&B trio SWV. They're doing like a full live concert. That's at the Fan Fest, and it's just a great way to really experience the essence of CIAA.
Okay, and let's not forget that there's a job fair for students and the general public, a business leadership symposium, and a town hall on diversity today, all part of the CIAA.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, time for some laughs.
Boy, y'all look good in the government check out here tonight. I know it's a bunch of old men in here because there's a bunch of vans outside. And wherever there's a van, there's an old man.
That's comedian and actor Mike Epps. He's headlining the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival on Saturday. Serafina, there are also several other comedians in the lineup. Who are some of them?
This will definitely be an action-packed show. You have comedy veterans headlining, like, of course, Mike Epps and also Lavelle Crawford. You also have some new school comedians like DC Young Fly, Jess Hilarious, and Country Wayne, who've really made a name for themselves on social media. That's how I discovered literally all of them. And so I'm actually going to the show with some friends. So I really think it'll be worth the ticket price because you get five good acts over the course of 3 hours. So I think that would be a great show.
Okay, what time and where?
The show starts at 7 p.m. at Bojangles Coliseum on Saturday.
And also on stage this weekend at the Knight Theater is the Grammy Award winner Old Crow Medicine Show tonight.
Yeah, and they're actually a group. But their story goes that they started on street corners in New York and Canada about 20 years ago, and they eventually found themselves in Boone, North Carolina, and where they caught the attention of folk icon Doc Watson. So they were playing in front of a pharmacy, and he saw them, which is, you know, good luck for them. He invited the band to play at his festival, which is a really big festival here in North Carolina, Merle Fest, and that helped launch their career and really just had an organic following that's carried them 20 years.
Great time to be in front of a pharmacy.
Yeah.
There's also Kindred and the Family Soul performing live Saturday night. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so Kindred and the Family Soul, or simply Fatin Dantzler and Asia Graydon, are a husband and wife neo-soul duo. And they came on the scene in the early 2000s when the genre of neo-soul was really just starting to emerge with artists like Erykah Badu, Music Soul Child, Jill Scott, Kim, India Ari, and many, many more. And so their story goes that they met in 1997. They were in the production camp of the famed band The Roots. And so they were songwriters and singers, and Fatin was hired to write songs for his future wife for her solo project at the time. But shortly after meeting, they married and became parents. They say their love for music and their strong creative chemistry birthed kindred in the family soul. And they had that beautiful, beautiful song that still plays today, Far Away.
I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do.
They had hits like Star as well, so I think it would be a great show.
Okay. And a final event starting Saturday through March 1st. Havana Hop is at the Children's Theater of Charlotte. It's a Cuban-inspired play that will take the audience on a cultural journey that focuses on how the differences that divide us can make us more well-rounded people. Serafina, thanks for being with us this week.
Thank you.
That's Serafina Wright, WFAE's All Things Considered producer.
Tired of broken street glass, not getting no rest unless the baby sleeps.